Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. We always like to highlight cool things coming to our city, and that includes The Price is Right live at the Andrew Jackson Hall at TPAC. That will happen Thursday at 7:30, and the man that will be hosting that is Todd Newton. He is on the line with us. Todd, good morning. How are you?
Gentlemen, great to talk to you. I don't know what gets me fired up more, The Price is Right theme music or a nice promo with Stone Cold and The Rock in it. I like both of them.
Well, hey, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to wake everybody up, get them ready to go on their day, and obviously The Price is Right music is so iconic. How cool is it to be able to do this, to take this traveling show around the country and everybody's favorite game? I mean, we were just talking during the break, my producer and I. I mean, I grew up watching The Price is Right. I still watch The Price is Right. So how cool is it for you?
I tell you what, man. This like you. You know, I grew up watching it. My grandmother introduced me to it. I, like most people, I stayed home sick from school watching it. And this live stage version of The Price is Right was created 23 years ago, man, by Mr. Barker himself. And I remember his words like he spoke them yesterday. He said he wanted to create a little bit of Hollywood to take out across the country, so that folks coast to coast could play their favorite games and win these prizes. And we've been to TPAC many times over the years. It's like a home away from home for us. So thanks to great audiences like you guys there in Nashville, we've been able to do this for over two decades. So it's going to be great to be back.
So what can fans expect if they've never done this before going to the live show as opposed to what you see on TV?
Yeah, well, I think it's important for folks to know that we're produced and created by the same people that created the television show. So if you've enjoyed it for over 50 years, you know, the many of our set pieces have been used on the TV show over the years. It's the same games. You know, there are over 100 different pricing games on the TV show, and we try to you know, bring the most popular ones, I guess you could say, the favorites in, and we mix as many of them in and out as possible. But the ones that you want to see, Plinko and Cliffhangers, of course, will be there Thursday night. The Big Wheel will be there, the Showcase, and the prizes are the same. Cars and trips and piles of cash. You know, we just gave away we're in New Orleans tonight, but the other night we were at the University of Virginia, and we gave away a wonderful vacation to Dublin, Ireland, to this couple that was getting married here in a couple of weeks. It just kind of all worked out for them. So, you know, it's all about that game show magic. You know, this is all I've done for the past 23 years of my career, and I couldn't love it more. It's like being Santa Claus every night of the week.
It's great having – we have Todd Newton on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Todd, big fan of yours, man. The simple fact that you hosted the all-new Press Your Luck with Whammy back in the day it makes my day. So I'm honored that you're on our show. How much fun is it what you do? I know you said you've done this for a while, but my goodness, I mean, to see people's reaction, be a part of that, it's got to be a blast.
Well, first of all, thank you for that. That's very cool of you to say. And yeah, I mean, you know, I grew up watching Bob Barker during the day and Johnny Carson at night. And before I even knew what a host was, I just knew I wanted to try to entertain and make people happy, you know, without having to be an actor or a comedian. And thank God this career came along, and Mr. Barker was so kind to me and took me under his wing and taught me how to really do it right. I'm a big believer in mentors and coaches. And, you know, if there's somebody that's doing what you want to do at a high level, then beg, borrow, and steal to get them to teach you how to do it. I grew up in St. Louis, and Bob was a big Cardinals fan, and you know, the city of St. Louis meant a lot to him and his late wife. So he thankfully took a shine to me, to answer your question, being up there on stage when people win, you know, I think a little part of me wins too. You know, and he always taught me to play these games through the eyes of the contestant. I mean, I'm a lucky man. I get to play Plinko every night. And I get to spin that wheel during rehearsals, you know, until my arms get tired. But Bob used to say, you know, for these contestants, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. So I play it through their eyes, and it's a lot like when you have kids, all of a sudden birthdays and Christmas are really, really cool again because you're seeing it the way they see it. So I get to share those moments, and you know, hopefully they walk away with a fabulous prize. But even if they don't, they've been on stage and they can say that they've played, you know, any number or hole in one or it's in the bag or any of these great iconic games. So as long as I can wake up every day knowing I get to experience that come nightfall, you'll never ever hear me complain.
I love it. Todd Newton's on the Chasing Big Joe Show. The website, priceisrightlive.com. They're at Jackson Hall Thursday night, the 24th. Todd, let me ask you this. You know, I grew up, you know, we love Pat Sajak. We love Bob. Yeah. In fact, Richard Dawson taught me how to play backgammon when I lived in Hawaii.
Oh, that's great.
What is it about these guys that are so iconic? Is it the fact that we see them in our house every day? I mean, Bob, I felt like Bob Barker and Richard Dawson were part of my family.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you nailed it there. And I'll add a couple of names. You know, like I mentioned, Johnny Carson was the same way. I'll throw Gene Rayburn from Match Game in that mix. You know, to a certain degree, Peter Marshall from Hollywood Squares. You just knew when you were watching these guys that they were the kind of men that every man wanted to buy a drink and every lady wanted to share their straw.
Yes!
You know, and I think that there was such an authenticity and they weren't scared of what they were going to say and they didn't have to worry about repercussions. But at the same time, they knew what their job was, and they knew that they were there to be just a slightly exaggerated version of themselves. And they all had, you know, the names you mentioned all had their own little thing, their own little niche, like Richard Dawson, you know, with the kiss of the ladies or the coming out and tucking his thumb in the pocket of his vest and talking about where he had dinner the night before, or, you know, you know, Gene Rayburn, you could just tell there was an open bar backstage on Match Game. They loved what they were doing. You know, another name to add to that list is Chuck Barris from The Gong Show. You know, these guys just really, really loved life, and it came through. And when you were watching them, you were loving life too. And I think that that's what game shows are all about, real moments. I mean, game shows are the only real reality television out there. Let's be honest. I mean, you can't script the ending to a game of cliffhangers. You just, you know, you can't do it. And it just really makes you feel like you're living in the moment. And, you know, to use a phrase that millennials probably overuse, you're living your best life. And that's that's what we try to do every night.
Todd Newton is with us. Price is Right Live. We'll be at Jackson Hall this Thursday at 7:30. You can go to PriceIsRightLive.com to get your tickets. You know, as you talk about these hosts, I mean, these like The Price is Right has been around forever, it seems like. What is it that makes this work, the longevity? Because it doesn't matter who you talk to, what age they are. They all know the show. They all like the show. And they all can name those stories of sitting with their families or whatever, watching it, whether it's the daytime or primetime or whatever, Bob or Drew or you or whatever. What is it that makes it last and still popular to this day?
Well, that's a great question. I think the longevity and the familiarity obviously play a huge role in that. But I think it's also the fact that just with Price is Right alone, you know, in that 1 hour, you're going to see six or seven different games, you know, then you toss in the big wheel and the showcase at the end. You never know what game is going to be on your TV screen when they come back from commercial. And in our show, you never know what game is going to be behind door number two or behind door number one. So I think there's a certain degree of anticipation that comes with that, which plays a big part in the live show. You know, Thursday night, all of our contestants are chosen completely at random. On TV, there's a little pre-selection, obviously, that goes into it. You have to if you want to make good television. But at the live show, because we charge admission, we have randomizing software. Everybody that registers, these names are spit out literally seconds before they're called to come on down. So it doesn't matter if you're sitting in the very last row or if you're sitting right up front, everybody has the same shot. And we call new people down after every game. So we have more chances to get called down to contestants row. And I think that keeps people wondering and waiting, and it keeps everybody's nerves on high, which makes for a great night out. And we toss in prizes in between the games too, just to audience members. But I think to answer your question about the TV show, it makes you feel good. I guess it's like an old pair of blue jeans or boots or whatever, you know, the quilt, you know, whatever makes you feel comfortable, safe, and secure. The Price is Right has delivered that for over half a century, and there aren't any other shows that can really say that.
Exactly. We're talking to Todd Newton on the Chasing Big Joe show. Todd, I know you're on the road like for the next 9 months, but were you on – did you do the Price is Right Live? Did you do that one in Key West? Did y'all go there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I live in Key West, so that one was –
yes!
that was...
Are you serious? You live in Key West?
You're doggone right. Listen, man. I started my career in radio, and I don't have to tell you guys that sometimes you have to move to places that you never thought would be on your map.
Right.
So when I got to the point in my life where I could live, where I didn't have to live anywhere and I could get to live anywhere, boom, it was right to the Keys I went.
My man.
And I got a little bit of that Pirates blood flowing through me, so I need to be by the water, you know. And we play that beautiful outdoor, the Coffee Butler Amphitheater.
Yes.
There. And there's nothing like playing Plinko while you're watching the sun go down over the water. I mean, that's how you know you've done something right in your life.
Oh, yeah. Todd, Chase and I are going to be down there in Key West late November, early December. Can we stay at your place?
Yeah, come on by. Shoot. I mean, it's listen, you know, you don't sleep more than 3 or 4 hours a night anyway, so you guys are welcome to crash anytime.
Yes, thank you, brother.
Love it. Todd, this has been a lot of fun. I know Thursday night at Jackson Hall at TPAC is going to be even more fun as well. Thanks so much for doing this, and I love the stories.
You got it, man. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And hold on to my number. Seriously, call me when you're down in Key West. We'll have a little bit of fun if I'm around.
Oh, we will. Don't you worry. We
will. Absolutely. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen. Take care.
Todd Newton, he is the host of The Price is Right Live that will be coming to Jackson Hall this Thursday at TPAC. PriceIsRightLive.com is where you can go to get your tickets. What? Just so much fun.
Is it not? He's going to regret telling us to keep his number. Todd, it's Chase and Joe. We're in Key West. Where are you?
I tell you what, because you know, we gave away some tickets last week. Well, we forgot to give away one pair. 615-737-1025. If you want to go Thursday night to be a part of The Price is Right Live, be caller number 3 at 615-737-1025. And you will go and see The Price is Right Live on Thursday night. Coming up next, we're moving some stuff around today. Celebrity birthdays. What day is it? We will do that on the other side. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
That was great.